Joining us is Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Daniel, and hope your listeners are having a good day.
Well, hopefully you are as well. Plenty to get through this afternoon in the world of volunteering. Obviously, firstly, there's some COVID restrictions still in place. Does that affect a lot of the volunteer organisations?
Yes, it does, unfortunately, because we just get ready to get started and the next thing, there's been another lockdown, as you know. We've had four. And, of course, for the community organisations, there's a lot of planning and training and recruiting and orientating and checks to do for volunteers. So it has been a bit of a challenging time. And some of them have been a bit hesitant about starting off their volunteers so that they don't set people up for disappointment. But that's just the luck of the draw. That's why we've sort of still been encouraging people to be a bit interactive and, you know, support their neighbours in informal volunteering.
Yep.
But that's how life is.
Well, there are some organisations still seeking some volunteers, first of which is Bendigo Food Share.
That is correct. And I think, you know, this cold, wintry weather we're having certainly puts a demand on Food Share, who are very much in need of some volunteers to help with their food relief services. And they're looking for volunteers to drive the vans and be assistants and to help with stocking supplies and delivery. So if you've got a few hours to spare, maybe think about how you can help Food Share and log on to their website and register an expression of interest to volunteer there. Or maybe you want to have a little bit more of contact with vulnerable people and homeless people in our community and support Bendigo Winter Night Shelter. And they're seeking volunteers to help with, you know, some kindness and prepare food and cooking during these winter months, shift workers, kitchen hands, and people just part of the meet and greet, drivers to the minibus and other equipment to help support these people. So if helping the winter night shelter in Bendigo, please email volunteers at bwns.org.au and complete a volunteer application form.
So we'll have those details up on our website, of course, Helen. Now, the City of Greater Bendigo have some various roles.
Yes, they do, which is good to see that the council are slowly bringing back some volunteers. So there's a great range of activities from resource recovery education volunteer program.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
I know. It's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is.
And then that Bendigo Botanical Gardens are looking for volunteers to help with tours and walks and talking about the plants there. Out at Heathcote, our friends at the Visitor Centre out there are looking for some new volunteers. Or maybe the Capitol Theatre and venues and events. So hopefully that can get going again. Missing my live theatre, I have to say. So that's a good, fun volunteer role to do. And, of course, the home support services, delivering meals and social support to older generations is very important. Or Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. They're looking for some people to help with walking the animals, the dogs, doing some photographic work and all sorts of general admin and support services there. And, of course, they do also help Bendigo Food Share. So you can register either through the council site, where am I, www.bendigo.vic.gov.au to find out more information about being a volunteer with the City of Greater Bendigo. And for some of our residents who like having a bit of a tour around the place, I'm suggesting to them that they can tour and also be a volunteer and help out Blaze Aid. We know that Blaze Aid are doing some fantastic work around the state, whether it's been from fire, flood, or, of course, the storm damage. And some of it's about fixing the fences and recovery work, but other aspects of it is just about talking and being friendly and offering a lending hand and the listening ear to the people who are in recovery phases after these terrible disasters and damages that have happened around our countryside. So if anyone's got a caravan and wanting to trip around but think how can they link with the communities that they're visiting and volunteer, link on the Blaze Aid website for more information.
And if anyone wants any information in relation to the volunteer opportunities that we've spoken about today, Helen, how can they do that?
Yeah, well, you can come and visit us in the library. Our winter hours are from 10 a.m. till 3:30. Or just Google Bendigo Volunteers or give us a call on 544 1404.
Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Daniel.